Over the past couple of days, senior officials from the Bush and Clinton administrations testified before the 9/11 Commission. The head of the CIA, the secretaries of state, current and former, secretaries of defense, current and former, and President Clinton's national security advisor. Notably absent is the current national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice. Although she has met with the commission in private, she says the constitutional separation of powers makes it impossible for her to appear in public and under oath. Well, Stephen Hess joins us now to help explain the separation of powers. He's a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. I find that this administration's devotion to the separations of powers as it relates to executive privilege to be rather excessive. I care a lot about this myself. I've been twice on a White House staff, and I think it's very important for a president to be able to talk to his advisors in total confidentiality, with the understanding that nothing will appear if they don't choose it to appear. But some of these things that they've been doing in this regard, for this principle, have really been against, I think, their short-term political interests. Notably, of course, is Dick Cheney, the vice president, and failing to release the names of the people at his task force on.
Another question for another day, though. In this case, Condoleezza Rice says, I work for the president of the United States. I don't have to go before a congressionally authorized panel, and indeed shouldn't.
She doesn't have to go before this, but the strange thing is, of course, that she's been talking to them for 4 or 5 hours, and, of course, talking to the press at great length. She spoke yesterday for over an hour with various groups of the press. So I don't quite see the distinction that she makes between being perfectly willing to talk to these groups in private, but not in public, but then, of course, going around and saying exactly the same thing in public, but through the news media. So I think when you read the transcripts of what she said to the press yesterday, she can make a pretty firm case for her beliefs. Her probity has been called into question, so she says she would prefer to go into public hearings on it. And I think the administration makes a mistake and certainly does her a disservice by presumably not allowing her to do this.
Another question. Obviously, Sandy Berger, President Clinton's national security advisor, one of them, did appear. This prohibition, if there is one, doesn't apply in retrospect?
Well, apparently not. Anybody can appear. They don't have to appear. And there have been plenty of exceptions to this rule. So it's as each administration chooses to make their people available. It's just that they haven't chosen to make her available. And I think they're actually paying a price for it, because I think that's the sort of forum in which she would be very, very effective, and far more effective than sort of Seriatim giving out the information in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post one day, or on a couple morning news programs the next day, or with Tom Brokaw yesterday. So apparently they care enough about this particular principle and think it applies here to work against their own political interests and, of course, their national security advisor, who I'm sure a lot of people think, well, my, if she's not talking to this commission, she must have something to hide.
Stephen Hess, thanks very much.
Okay.
Stephen Hess, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. When we come back from a short break, we're going to hear from some relatives of 9/11 victims and their view on this week's hearings. If you have questions you'd like to pose to them, our telephone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address, TOTN@NPR.org. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.